I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the new podcast, Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as Payne Lindsay and I are joined by other true crime experts to take a fresh look at some of the most puzzling crimes and shine a spotlight on the cases that have stumped investigators for far too long. So go right now and search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show. Listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day.
Hump day.
Hump day.
Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it as always. Tons to get to over the next 3 hours. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? All good on this rainy, misty, whatever you want to call it, chilly-ass day up in this thing, man.
Gloomy.
Like, just... like, I just ain't ready. They came in, closed the pool yesterday, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man. So it's just one of them things where you're like, damn.
Just to slam it shut.
Yeah, man.
So in case there was any doubt about what time of year it was.
Any doubt, it would get back to 80 for a weekend. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything just let all that know that, yeah, man, the worst is here. The worst is here. I know you like the cooler temperatures.
Yeah, I don't like this.
Oh, well,
I think you guys get confused when I say I like cooler temperatures. I'm not rooting for this.
Well, flannel is cool, right? You sweat to death if you wear flannel in June or July.
I know, but I wore flannel on Saturday and it was sunny out. It was perfect.
Yeah.
I like a crisp sunny day.
Yeah, I'm not about crisps. The only thing I like crisps, not chips. other than that, I'm good.
I like a crispy crust pizza, thin crust.
Oh, who does?
I like my jeans to be crispy when I go out, when I step out on the town. I mean, let them see me.
Do you iron both sides of your jeans?
Both sides.
Do you?
Yeah.
Good for you, man. I'm a
inside and out.
I'm a front side guy.
I haven't ironed a pair of jeans in my life.
Really?
No. No. If my jeans were wrinkly, which I mean, I don't. Yeah, I would just put them in the dryer.
Yep.
For like 20 minutes.
Oh, see, I don't like the dryer stuff. But I'm trying to think. I haven't worn a pair. When was the last time I wore some damn jeans?
I don't know that I've ever seen you wear jeans.
I have so many pairs of jeans. They're all on the right side of the closet. But you know, I mean, I'm sweats and then like regular pants. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you know, regular pants.
And I'm dipping in my jeans, which I'm happy. I like my jeans.
Yeah, man. And linen pants.
I don't need it to be like this.
Yeah, man.
I feel like it is outside too. Hopefully, I don't know if people can hear it or not, but man, been stuffed up for a couple days just dealing with it, man.
Just
feeling like the
fight
Falcons offense.
Fight through it, man.
Stopped up.
Yeah, fight through it, man. Fight through it. You know what I mean? We're over that, right?
Over what?
Over Sunday. Because it's time to move on.
I mean, it's
time to move on. It is work. It's work week. It's Patriot time. It's time to get ready to go up.
Oh.
And it'll probably look like this when you go up there, knowing damn Foxborough.
I mean, parts of it are still on my mind.
Yeah, I'm not. Oh, like what?
Like, why?
Oh, man.
How?
Yeah, I can't get. I got to let it go.
What you can do to fix it.
But that's what I'm saying. But you got to move on to New England when you're fixing it, because you can't do nothing about the damn Miami game. Just not let it happen again.
Yeah, right. But we said that about the Carolina game.
And we moved on from it.
And it happened again.
But we moved on from that. We moved on from that. We try to stay in this thing week to week.
Right.
Week to week. Understood,
but, you know, I hope that that's what they need to do, obviously, and I doubt that they will. You got to move on, and hopefully you get your quarterback back and get healthy and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, no, we'll have Dave Archer on in about half an hour, and we'll still get his thoughts on some of what happened against the Dolphins. And, again, hopefully get some explanation on how they're going to get it fixed. And that's what they have to do now. It's an interesting time of the year where you're halfway through it.
Yeah,
I know they've only played 7 because they had the early bye. They've got 10 left, which is good. Thank goodness they have more left than they've played, because if you were feeling this way about them after 10 games, that'd be real bad.
Right.
At least they have 10 to try to fix
it.
But you're halfway through the season. This is week 9.
I know, man.
This is the time of year when you start to feel like you have a pretty good grasp of who teams are.
What are we talking about, November, December?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. We always kind of give them 4, especially this day and age where no one does anything in the preseason, to figure out some wrinkles and, all right, get this guy up to speed, whatever. And then kind of the next 4 where you check in and really kind of find out who you are. Well, I guess they got one more of those 4 to show us who they are. But late returns aren't great right now, man. Like, I don't know. I'm not as optimistic as I would have liked to have been at this point of the season.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, but I think the one thing is that you always got to base everything on the team you cover and the history of what you know about this team.
Absolutely.
Sometimes you got to, I mean, keep an added perspective. Like, I don't blame people for being optimistic about the team and everything this year. And, again, I believe that, you know, there's still opportunity for this team to improve. I don't want to go out and just say the season's over. Then what the hell am I going to watch for? But I think that, you know, if certain things – because they have a formula. Their biggest thing is they have to stick to their formula. Now, but I think the biggest thing they have to do is when that formula isn't working, to adjust to all that. And they're going to a New England team who, in my opinion, Andy, I don't think New England is as good as their record. I don't. But I know we say you are with your record and all those different things. Now, they do some good things. Got a good young quarterback and everything like that. They have good players. Their defense is playing well, especially rushing the passer and things like that. I just don't think they're 6-2. I don't. I don't. I think the Falcons can go win this football game if they do their formula.
Yeah, I think the problem, though, for me is they're 6-2 in part because, yeah, their margin is probably as thin as the Falcons is on a given Sunday.
But the coach.
But they don't shoot themselves in the foot.
Yep.
The Falcons don't even shoot themselves in the foot. They shoot themselves in the shin, the knee, the thigh, the ass, all the way up. Like they can't.
Cheddar Bob.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. They're just peppering their body. I mean, that's the thing is, okay, talent for talent, sure. I think you could have said the same thing about the Dolphins last week, because they're probably not as bad as 1-6.
Right.
Now, at that point of the season, they certainly looked like they were, and coming off that loss to the Browns, it looked like they were spiraling and things were out of control. But, you know, we say this going into every matchup, whether it's at home against the 1-6 Browns or on the road against the 6-2 Patriots or Monday night against the Bills, whatever, like, you come out with a good game plan and execute it. It's NFL football.
Yes. Like
anybody can beat anybody on a given Sunday or Monday or whatever it is. The problem is that it's a multifaceted problem right now with the Falcons. The margin was always going to be thin because they're young quarterback and all that kind of stuff. They're not making up for it with their decision-making and their crispness and their execution and their plan and all that kind of stuff. Like, they've been out-coached the last 2 weeks.
Yes, they have.
Mike Vrabel's a really good coach, so... You know,
he's a very good coach, and I think the biggest thing with him is his team. And I played against Vrabel for years. His team is built like him, rugged, tough. Like, the one thing about Vrabel wasn't the by the time I got in the league and everything, he was very versatile, but he wasn't as fast as he was and all those different things. But what he didn't do, he didn't make mistakes. Like, if you got Vrabel, you just had to just be a better player on that play against him. That's just the way he played. But I think his team is a lot like that also. I think that if you can find a way to get some advantage, because, I mean, Stephon Diggs, their leading receiver, still playing better and better. I think he's getting more comfortable with the knee, and obviously
had a touchdown on Sunday against
his first one. And then the thing with Drake Maye's very athletic.
Mm-hmm.
He's very, very athletic. He's a smart young kid and everything like that. They can run the football. Hopefully Stevens puts it on the ground because he can do that.
They both will.
They will put the ball.
Yeah. Travion fumbled at the goal line last weekend, too.
He might be able to get some pass. Now, I'm not saying nobody's Myles Garrett, but old boy at the left tackle from LSU struggled. Now, that's Myles Garrett he went against, but at the same time, the pass pro ain't where it needs to be. Defensively, they can rush the hell out the passer. He went out and got specific guys like Landry. See, the one that went from Jacksonville, from LSU, Clayson.
Yeah, Caleb on Chase.
He has like 5 sacks, so they do a great job of that. They got a lockdown corner in Gonzalez. So they got parts that could give you problems. But I do think, like, if the Falcons could find a way to consistently run the football, hopefully Michael plays in this game.
Hopefully.
And they're able – hopefully you get Drake London back.
Hopefully.
And you're being able to do some things. Now – Josh McDaniels is in his wheelhouse.
Yeah,
he's an offensive coordinator for the Patriots. Because when he was offensive coordinator for the Rams, they were ass. But he's in his wheelhouse being offensive coordinator with the Patriots. He's smart as hell. You think he watched the film last 2 days?
Of course he has.
Okay,
of course he has. Not only that, they're coming off of a couple of weeks where they've really kind of started to. Seems like figure out what they want to do offensively.
Yes.
They got some good tight ends.
Yes.
Hunter Henry, I know, what's the guy that used to be here? Austin Hooper.
Yes.
He's over there too. I think he caught a touchdown on Sunday. They got sacked 5 times by the Browns and still put up a million points on them and fumbled at the goal line. Probably could have scored 40 on them last week. So their offense is rolling. The Patriots is right now better than they have been all year. And of course they watched the tape from the last 2 weeks. They're going to try to run it straight at him.
Yeah,
right in the middle of the defensive line.
And so now, if you're raw and you're in your brick, like, what do you do as far as your game plan? I mean, it seems to me like J.D. Britt, he's going to start again probably. You know, because who else is there?
Yeah, I mean.
You know, I mean, there's nobody else in that linebacker position.
They talked about it being sort of a committee, right? But it was, I think he played 68 of the 69 defensive snaps.
But we talk about committee.
That's not a committee.
But we talk about the committee part. Where does the committee, is it, okay, we're taking him off the field in base defense. I mean, I'm sorry, nickel defense.
Right.
Well, you know what Josh is going to do? Josh is going to keep him in damn base defense as much as possible so you can keep him on the field.
If that's what's determining him being on the field, they're going to put the personnel on the field to make sure that J.D. Bertrand
and so
is out there.
And so when you got that aspect of it, that takes away from what you're able to do with Caden Ellison, let him rush the passer.
Exactly.
You got to keep him in the box more.
Right.
You know, and so there's such a disadvantage.
And that was the big fear that we kind of started talking about when Divine Diablo went down. You knew who's going to be out for an extended period of time. Was when we were trying to figure out coming out of the Buffalo game what had led to the defense looking so much better so quickly than they had in years past. It was like, well, guys are put in positions to succeed. They're playing the position that they're best at. They're being asked to do the thing that they're most successful at doing. And I think that's because Divine Diablo is able to do so much other stuff. He's versatile in the middle of that defense. So Caden Ellis can do what he does best.
Yes.
And so the guys on the edge could do what they do best. And I still think Jesse Bates is, even when Divine Diablo was out there, he was having a bit of a struggle of a season thus far. I don't know if he's banged up or whatever,
right.
But yeah, he's just been out of position a lot, it seems like. Yes. But Diablo's not out there anymore.
No.
So now everybody has to adjust a little bit.
Yep.
And now there's a guy out there who can't do that kind of stuff.
And then, you know, it goes back to it. I thought about this, and it was maybe a month ago, and we had one of our callers call up. And you can tell he knew who Jalen Walker was around that area. Like, Jalen could play off the ball linebacker. Is that a situation where if he's healthy, can he do it?
Yeah, that's the other thing. He hadn't played in two weeks.
So is that another situation where you could put him in that position? I know you want to be a pass rusher, but he's a versatile guy that can play off the ball. We saw what he did at Georgia. So, I mean, they've got to figure out, talking about the Falcons, a way to be able to go up there and play their best game, because you look like Cheeks last 2 weeks, man. And you're going up there to a team. Like I said, I think the Patriots are a good team. I just don't think the Patriots are 6-2 good. But you can't take away from what they've done. They went out there, they played Cleveland, they beat the hell out of Cleveland.
You know what they're thinking right now?
What?
We're about to be 7-2 good.
No,
because of who's
it.
Coming to town.
No doubt about it.
That's what they're thinking.
There's no reason not to.
Yeah. Say what you want about our record.
There's no reason not to think
that. Because
we're
not 6-2 good. We're about to be 7-2 good after these guys come to town.
And there's no reason not to think that if you're them, because of the fact that you got them coming into your house. Hopefully don't come down to a field goal because what's his name?
John Parker Romo.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah. He don't make outdoor kicks.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, he makes indoor kicks.
I hope it doesn't come down to a missed field goal.
Please, Lord.
But it'd be really nice if it was a close enough game to be a field goal game. Because it, you know.
Like,
they were down 34-3 last weekend.
I just think this. I think, like, the Patriots.
The only thing they did was make a field goal last weekend.
But they can't. The Patriots aren't a big play offense. They're not. They're not a big play offense because they don't have explosive playmakers on that offense.
I think Kayshawn Boutte's pretty good. Or Booty?
No, he's a good player, but is he an explosive player? Booty.
He can get past you.
But I just
not careful.
I just think that, you know, they have an opportunity.
Yeah, I know.
They have an opportunity.
My bad. I'm analyzing this game from the perspective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.
Active of last Sunday.
Yes.
I got to move on.
Yes. But, I mean, Drake May's playing really
having
good.
Having a hard time with
Drake
it.
Drake May's playing really good.
Stuck on Sunday, Randy.
Got to get off of it.
Doesn't matter really what I think. I picked them to win last weekend and they didn't. So what I think is irrelevant. All right, we'll come back. We'll tell you what's trending here on a hump day. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life.
Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.